That's a good timing. Thanks, Chris.
We're the three best friends that anyone can have, and we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Boom! Another kill switch hitting you in the face. God, I love that song too. Release. It's Jesse. It's off. That's off the. The original CD.
That was the original one, yeah.
Crazy ass one. What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason. Haven't done this in a while.
I'm Rhodey. I'm disappointed that Chris didn't put my dick in the water on that one.
Not Chris. What?
My dick touched the water.
My dick touched the water.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Author rails within 3 seconds.
Not on the outline. Can't talk about dicks and water. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Where did you find that?
I asked it to play Lonely Island on Google, and then that was just one of the songs that came up. I'm not sure if that was supposed to be a spoof, but that's what they had it in the category as.
You know, that doesn't happen to me. That only happens to you. You only get the weird stuff. That only happens to you. I don't get that kind of crap. Well, we have a big show for you guys. We're going to talk about dicks touching water.
Yeah, okay. Real big show.
I feel like we need to play this damn song now. We're not going to get sued for this. So,
what's the band name? Tropical Storm or something? It's something dumb.
I have to get Chris to open up a new tab and find. Please Google my dick touches the water.
So I
get all those ads for shortening your penis. Do they make? You know, you always see the enlarged penis ads. Do they make shortened penis ads all the time? Like, here you go.
Every time I use the bathroom.
Aw, damn it.
I don't know if it's because I have a long McThunder stick.
Ah.
Or is this high water levels? Every time I sit down on that toilet, this is what happens.
When I shit, my dick touched the water. My dick touched the water. My dick touched the water.
When I shit,
my dick touched the water.
We got dancing around one too.
My dick touched the water.
Yeah, this is a joke.
This is still better than most of the rappers out there.
Yeah.
My dick touched the water. It's an inch and a quarter. It's all brown like some cola.
That's so gross.
Like Corona. R. Kelly, Apiona. I do. Louis Leona. Florida Daytona.
I would bump that in my car.
Well, I was thinking about how funny it would be to pull up to some girls and all they hear is the bass, and then the windows roll down and they hear this.
And just mime it to them.
Brown like some poacher, look like a miniature soldier. This splash is colder and colder. Striking.
Shit.
My dick touched the water. My dick touched.
Going home.
My dick touched the water.
It's a roadie show now. What dude looks like Dennis Rodman?
My dick touched the water.
I go to work.
When I shit.
My dick touched the water. My dick touched the water. My dick touched
that's
the
T.I.,
water.
Isn't it?
When I shit.
That's what I was saying.
My dick touched the water. My dick touched the water. My dick touched the water.
When I shit.
Lyrical geniuses.
You're welcome, America.
Yep, if you've noticed, I'm still quiet.
That's got 320,000 views on it.
That's it?
This is probably uploaded by somebody else, too.
I did not enjoy that. No, it's fine.
I would imagine that's not the
original.
Yeah.
Y'all are talking about this dick touching water, and I'm over here buying toys. This is a good show right here. Oh, God. Yep, anyways, no, Rhodey found that, sent it to us, and of course, I listened to it, and I was like, ooh, this is still better than the Cold album that I listened to, and also Korn.
I was like, the only time this happens to Jay is when he takes a bath.
That was funny. Yeah, I think I sent the gif of the baby in the bath or something. It's like, I would like to buy a vowel. No, that was great. Ooh, I'll talk about that in a minute, but... So, people that have been asking me and talking to me about Eli Manning, fuck off, he hasn't left yet. God damn. He hasn't quit. The coach was like, Eli's an ankle sprain away from playing again. It's like, way to curse your rookie there, coach.
Right.
We're going to put this 22-year-old kid in there, but if he hurts his ankle, Eli's back in there. It's like,
going to be raring to go.
It's so fucking stupid, man. God, it's so fucking stupid.
When I shit. So, what do you think of this beer?
Ah, okay, yeah. So what we have, I was going to talk about that too. Caitlin took a trip to Buffalo, and she went to Buffalo to get beers for us. That's it.
Yep,
that was the whole point of the trip.
New York?
Yep.
Yep, and we have BrewDog beers. I have a whole bunch. I have a mixed six-pack, but we're going to start with this BrewDog 12-pack that she bought me. It was an IPA 12-pack, so she was looking out for me because she knows IPAs are all that I drink. And we basically have four different versions of...
There's Flagship IPA, which is what we're drinking. They're Punk IPA.
Is it all... Are they? I wonder if they're all the same recipe with different ingredients, similar to certain people's ideologies. Is it ideology? Is that your ID? Your idea? Ideology? That's a real word, right? SAT word. Is that an SAT word?
It is an SAT word.
Ideology. Brody's looking at me like I'm wrong. Anyways, the first one that we are drinking is the Punk IPA. It is their, you said flagship?
That's what they call it.
Huh. So on the thing, it says born in Scotland, brewed in the USA. I wonder if they can even be called craft. I'm sure they're craft. They're not big. I know they own the hotel. We've talked about the hotel before. BrewDog has their own little resort hotel in Ohio you can go stay at. I think it's in Ohio. Fuck. I did my homework this time, folks.
I mean, on the can, it does mention Ohio.
Yeah. But I think it's a hotel you can go stay at. There's taps in the rooms, and it's like all-inclusive. It's pretty freaking neat.
But you can never leave.
Yeah. So that's similar to the California one.
Would you ever want to?
BrewDog. It's called the Doghouse. It's a 42-acre site in Columbus. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio. Where we brew our headline range and limited blah, 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 blah. Anyways, 32 beer-themed rooms with draft beer in each tap. What? It's like advertisement to kill me. Just sit there with the head under the spout. Of course, I would show up and they'd be like, we've got a special room for you. It's the lager room. I don't want that. That's all we got.
Sorry, that's the last room. No one ever wants it.
Or a session IPA. That's what you just poured, too.
No.
You didn't? I'm terrified of session IPAs.
Yeah, don't read it. Just pour it into your glass.
I know it's a session IPA.
With a hint of barley wine.
Oh. God, gross.
But yeah, their signature IPA here, which is not a signature, which is not a session, but says it's 5.6, which means it's a session.
Right.
Budweiser is almost 5.6. It's close. Also, when I read it today, I thought it said Post Malone Classic. You can tell where my head's at. I was like, Post Malone? What
the? You going to Posty Fest?
No.
Is that why you only have one left? Because you started throwing them against the wall?
Yeah. Our flagship IPA is a post-punk apocalyptic ale. Get the fuck out of here. This light golden classic has been subverted with new world hops, creating a devastating explosion of flavor. Callous burst of caramel malt. Not getting any caramel in there. Incendiary hop aromas of tropical fruit, creating an all-out riot of grapefruit, pineapple. I didn't get any of that.
Yep.
It's a very crisp lager with a little bit of hop.
It's almost like a Bud Light with cloves.
Similar. Yeah. But yeah, no. Overall, not bad. I like it. But yeah, I was just saying, Eli's not going anywhere yet, folks. Wait till if he retires at the end of this year, I will be sad and begin my grieving process. But that's not happening right now.
You got to pour one out for him?
Yes.
When does Saquon force his way out?
It's the new thing, man.
It's the popular thing to do now.
NBA players are like leaking into the NFL. Demand a trade. It's like, so you guys don't understand that trading you is not like trading a basketball player. It's not the same thing.
Right.
There's 32 players on a team. Sorry. There's 50, 53. But how many play on offense and defense? Six?
11.
11, sorry. Yeah, I didn't know that. But so there's 22 players. It's like, those are the ones that make a difference. It's like, that's what Skip Bayless fucking... Of course, the Hall of Fame speeches are already starting about Eli not making the Hall of Fame. And Skip Bayless is like, the defense won both of Eli's Super Bowls, but Eli lost all the rest of the games. And I can't fucking stand that shit. can't stand it, man. It makes me so mad. It's like, oh my God. So the defense has won those Super Bowls, but Eli lost all the rest of the games because they're making fun of his record being 500.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, the team hasn't been good since 2011. Not just Eli. It's like, besides Odell Beckham, can you name another receiver that's played for them?
Plaxico Burress.
That was before. Seven, man. That's 2007.
Sterling Shepard. Himself.
Yeah, Sterling Shepard, but that's recent. I'm like, nobody knows any of these people.
Hakeem Nicks.
That was 2011. Then he hurt his ankle. Got fucked. Kind of like Dez. Hurt his ankle. Was never the same again.
Yeah.
Sucks, dude. Or his foot. Dez was foot, right? One of them.
Yeah. No, it was like the fifth metacarpal or something like that. It was Liz Frank. I can't remember.
And I know that I'm pretty sure that Akeem Nicks and Dez were the same injury.
Mm-hmm.
But never came back the same. Dez has been a huge... What a weird, like...
Arc?
To come out so amazing and just die and not come back.
Achilles tear.
Well, that was recent.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, he got hurt. Because the Achilles tear happened when he was on practice for Saints, after he took 6 months off and said, I'm going to go to a team that wants me.
Right.
Where it can run my mouth and talk shit. That's the other thing that I like, is a lot of these athletes that have been running their mouths aren't necessarily getting on teams unless you're Antonio Brown.
Right. But he'll be off one soon.
Yep. Yeah, he's going to jail. Not. I saw that it had already passed the statute of limitations. No prosecution.
Well, they didn't have any evidence on Ezekiel Elliott, so I'm sure they will suspend him for 6 games.
I don't understand. There is video. There is audio of that Kansas City receiver saying Tyreek, right? Tyreek Hill. I beat my kid.
Although they actually released the full thing, and it's not as damning as that just one part.
Okay. Well, still.
They would do that to somebody?
Evidently, bitch is crazy.
Yeah. Well, what about the DeMarcus Cousins? All they've released of that is him saying, I'm going to shoot that bitch in the head.
Yeah, and that thing just kind of went away, oddly enough.
Yeah. It's what happens when you're in L.A.
That's true.
Lakers. I don't know. I feel bad for those guys, like, in this technology world. You got to remember, you always got a camera on you. I feel like that, and I'm not famous. I feel like if I act crazy at a restaurant or something, somebody's going to film me and, like, I'm going to get mad and yell at this waitress. Oh, you're on YouTube.
This next beer is the White Claw of beers.
Nice. That means I'm going to love it.
What do you think, Chris?
It actually reminded me of Bud Light Lime.
Actually, you did a very bad, poor job because I've got 8 ounces. That means you and Chris had 4 each.
I just had a sip of it.
Last thing I heard was you love Session IPA, so we made sure that you had the most.
That's awful.
It's very light, and you get a little bit of flavor, and then it's carbonated.
4.5.
It's literally White Claw.
Yep. There's tangerine in there, though. I actually taste the flavor. Did you taste it?
It's more. I get more of the taste on the burp.
There's our haze craze, bro.
Ooh, 7.2. We'll save that for the last.
What's that tangerine one called?
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man.
Clockwork Tangerine.
Nice.
That's not funny, Chris.
I've never actually seen that movie, so.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Stanley Kubrick.
Which one?
Doing an Avengers movie. And then Space we'll Odyssey.
He's long gone.
Stanley Kubrick? Yeah, I think he's been dead for a little bit.
What movie were you just talking about, though?
Clockwork Orange.
That's a crazy-ass movie. Ugh. I recommend watching that movie, actually. Well, I need to rewatch it as a grown adult, too, because I watched it when I was 19 or 20.
Yeah.
And I was horrified. So.
What's that movie about?
The future, and there's a lot of crazy things that happen.
Tortures and stuff.
Well, he's a bad guy, and the police catch him, and that's what they do. They like hold his eyes open and make him watch all these videos and stuff to reprogram his mind. And then when he gets out, he is reprogrammed, and it's weird. All of Stanley Kubrick stuff is weird. I mean, that's The Shining, Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, and there's a few others. But those are the main ones. The Shining is a weird-ass fucking movie.
Excellent movie.
He has taste, and he knows what he's doing, Mr. Kubrick. when I was working at the Weatherford Theater taking tickets as an usher, one of the projector operators was big into movies, and so was I. And he was like, you need to borrow this Stanley Kubrick collection. I went home and watched them all, and I was just like, holy shit. That was a good time. That guy was a super nerd, just like me. And we had a good time.
Yeah, they're coming out with a sequel to that movie.
The Shining?
Yeah. It's called Dr. Sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's actual in an actual movie. It's not like a direct-to-TV kind of film, which most of Stephen King's are.
Right.
Was that a book?
Yeah.
I thought they were just writing the movie, no book.
Oh, they had a book, too.
And Ewan McGregor's going to be in it, because he's the fucking best actor ever.
Right.
He is going to be in it. Did y'all not know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they have the trailers out, so.
I did not see the trailer. Holy shit. Need to catch up on my trailer watching.
Yeah, I saw the trailer last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did, because I was at the movies.
Are you going to get that?
What'd you go see it, too?
Yep.
God damn it. I saw it,
too, last night.
How was it?
Awesome.
Ah!
Very good.
I'm probably going tomorrow. Yep. I have a get out of jail pass free.
The only thing that I'm kind of mad about is they showed that scene with the grandma in the room.
In the trailer?
Yeah. And that was kind of like the scariest point of the whole movie. Then I already seen it. It was kind of, but yeah.
Who cares? Was Bill Hader amazing?
He was.
That's all I care about right there.
Pretty much the comedic relief the entire time. Hell, and it was fucking hilarious.
He's the one with the asthma, right?
No.
Damn it. Who's, I don't know the actor then. Cause I know Bill Hader and of course, Professor X. Why can't I think of his name? I love Professor X.
Patrick Stewart.
No, that's the old one. God, the new one. Michael Fassbender is Magneto.
Fassbender.
Fassbender.
In and out guy.
Oh my God, what is his name? Fuck.
James McAvoy.
Damn, I love James McAvoy, dude. I feel bad because I love that dude in almost everything he plays. Except for this sequel to Unbreakable, whatever that garbage shit was.
Glass. Blah, blah.
Oh, that was
No, he's right. It's Glass. He's in Glass too.
Yeah, he's in Glass too.
It's terrible.
Oh, they made a second one?
No. No, they did not. They're a bunch of idiots that don't know what the fuck they're doing. Fuck you, M. Night Shyamalan, Lamanamanamanin. Look, you put this on your head and the aliens won't get you.
That's Revolver.
Anyways, Brody and I went to a new brewery this weekend. I'm not sure why I rolled my R, but I did. Brewery. We went to a new brewery. We went to Brutal, finally. Brutal Bill Works.
Yep. Nice place. That mural is tight. Awesome.
Yeah, Jason Prez and Kathy were there, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Got to talk to them. Tried two or three. I tried two IPAs. I think I tried three because I tried the other one that you had.
Mm-hmm.
They're the IPA kings.
Had some snozberry. That was pretty good.
That's right. Did you try her the other sour she got?
I didn't. She drank that at all.
Damn. It's a very kid-friendly space. It was pretty big, but I could see that if there was 20 or 30 people in there, it might be a little tight, but the tables were big enough. It would just be hard to have a kid in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. Tables were really nice. I like the way they glossed them over.
And they have a patio, so once it gets cooler.
Yes, sir. Yeah, very nice place. Well, and you're right. The artwork just murders it.
Just no cornhole. That needs to. Then I don't know. That's not in there already.
Yep.
It's got to be not a brewery.
Yeah. They had a projector so you can watch the games, and I know they do Cowboys parties.
They said they just got a newer projector, and I can't remember what he said, but it's a big one.
Oh, since we've been there?
Like, they had just gotten it, but they hadn't put it up yet.
Nice. We got to go check that out. But we're going to go back for sure. I found out it's in HEB, which is Hirsch, Euless, Befford, here in the heart of Texas. And I was like, that's not far from us. Actually, it's only 20 minutes from me,
mm-hmm.
20 minutes from you. But I was like, I'm going to come back here and get hammered when I'm not a solo father.
Right.
Yeah, I took Connor there by myself.
How do you like it?
He liked it.
Was that his first brewery?
No.
He's been to Division a month a few
old,
times.
Old. Yeah, he was a month old. We took him to Division.
New Man? Yeah. He's been to New Man?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
New Man was his first, yeah, for the video game thing that I said I couldn't miss.
Right.
The LAN party. The very successful LAN party.
Yep. The one that launched.
Controllers,
what's that place? Oh, yeah. The now defunct.
controllers and keyboards. Come back. We miss you.
I miss that podcast a lot.
I don't even think they listen to us anymore because they don't comment or say anything.
Yeah. Bastards.
Jerks. Bad jerk bastards.
Dicks. Did you get your tin sign at Brutal, Rody?
They did not have one yet. I thought about stealing their metal one that they had put up on the bathroom doors.
Nice.
That'd but be so awesome.
I resisted.
Just put it down your pants.
Just go out in front. I'm taking your front sign.
I hope that's okay.
It's like, holy shit. I'm going to put it in my garage.
My garage is filling up, by the way. I'm running awesome. Out of space.
Yeah, you need to post some pictures on our Instagram. They will like that. Our beer followers, which we have a lot.
Yeah, if you have a beer sign, you'd want to just give me.
That's true. Rody will take any 10 signs that you have for nothing. He won't pay you anything, won't ask for nothing. He will give you a shout out.
No questions asked.
Yep. We'll give you a shout out on the air.
I want to specify beer 10 signs.
That means when if Art decides to open his brewery, which I don't know. I don't know if that's happening. I would have liked to.
Where's he thinking about opening?
That's what I'm opening a wormhole without having permission. It's like, don't tell anybody. But if he does, he should give you one for sure. You got David's first beer sign.
Yeah, the very first one.
Yeah.
He'll probably end up wanting back at some point, probably. But
cute little new main sign. I love it. Yeah. And then you got a funky picnic? No.
Yep. Got a funky picnic.
You have all of Michael Harper's journey.
Yeah, the shitty Texas L Project one.
You don't have a Panther Island, do you?
I do have a Panther Island.
Oh, shit. That sucks. Sorry, Michael.
Traitor.
Just
kidding. I don't have a Wahoo one, though. He should just have that specially made for me.
Custom. No big deal.
They'd custom have to, Wahoo sign.
They just have to make the imprint thing and stamp
it. Yeah, it's fine. It'll be $300. Worth it.
I bet Michael would do that for you.
I really think Ryan needs to make a beer.
I got an OHB one.
He needs to make a beer with the Wahoo name somewhere.
I have a Petacolas one. I have a Community one. So pretty much everywhere Michael Harper's been, there's been 10 signs.
You have Texas L Project.
It is the worst one I have. It's a square. Fire
at funeral.
Yeah, it's a square and it's bad.
Yeah. Fuck. Now I want to go places. Petacolas almost out of cans completely. I thought they were going to start canning, and I don't remember. I think I was talking to you. I was like, they probably just brought a mobile canning system in here and did a couple thousand cans. I thought they were going to start, you know,
yeah,
pumped producing up for this. Like, right. Come on. We're low on cans. No.
They're just creating demand.
Can. Yeah, I mean, that's what they always do.
Could be.
That's what they always fucking do.
I did see a picture from Community. They still have some super mosaic.
And that's a damn good beer. I've got two left that I can't even bring myself to drink them because I like it so much.
Nice.
Amanda commented on my Instagram post from New Maine. I was like, ooh, we should all get together and drink one because she wanted to know how it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drink them. I like picked it up. Like everything's perfect about it. And their canning is good. So it's not going to go bad.
Right. That, Petacolas.
Probably got one another month. But I'm like, oh, so good. I don't want to get rid of it. They also had the Barrel Age Legion at the brewery. Which, if I'm out and about Saturday, I might go get it. I don't know.
I'll try and bring that next week.
Yeah. Or was the? Did you see the ABV on it? It's like 14 or 15?
Nah, I didn't look.
For the Legion?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Just don't save it for our next pumpkin party because I'm not touching it.
Oh, I already got some pumpkin beer. I just picked up an Epic pumpkin porter. Evidently,
is that the Bud Light with
cloves?
Yeah.
Prairie Ales has a pumpkin beer. I got that. Huh. Still have some Pumpkinator. I have some Flying Dog pumpkin beer from like a year ago. I'm not sure if it's still good or not.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Out.
It'll be fine. Pumpkin Age as well. Yeah, we're gonna do a vertical of those St. Arnold's, which I invited Michael, Dirk and Alexa, and then you and Chris and me. And that's pretty much it.
That's all we need.
For fucking five bombers. And then if you have one you want to bring in, which I think you do or don't.
I think I still have like one or two.
So we could have enough.
And I think I can still get the 17 if I wanted.
The best news is I have two of the 16s, which would be the hardest one for us to duplicate if we had to.
Mm-hmm.
I got two 16s, a 17 and 18. Just got to get a 19, which...
Should be coming out soon.
Dirk had the date. He sent it to us. I don't remember.
Sometime in October, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, sweet. So we're going to get that, have a party. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited about it, but I'm more excited about this final. Oh, nope. Nope. Yep. Here it is.
Almost final.
Elvis juice. So this is
a banana peanut butter sandwich IPA.
Grapefruit infused IPA with natural citrus flavors. 6.5. We're creeping up into my neighborhood.
We're getting there. It's almost an IPA.
6.5. I can get down with some 6.5. I can. Anything like 6.5 is almost my cutoff. If it's lower than that, I know I'm not going to get that super hop flavor that I like.
Right.
I'm going to get that light beer with like, it's like sprinkled hops.
Yep.
Off your elbow. Like,
this is sparkling water. Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa. Grapefruit smell up the. Holy
shit. Kind of tasted very blood and honey to me.
That is grapefruit. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Sculpin.
Yeah. That's more grapefruit than Sculpin.
Or if you're Chris, it tastes like blood oranges and honey.
It kind of does.
Nah, that I'm all grapefruit on that. I don't know about you.
Oh, Cicerone Chris over there.
It's a good porter.
God damn it, that's what you say about everything. It's all right. It's a good porter.
It's my shtick.
That's what I do.
I got shtick here. I have to sign into this motherfucking thing.
Duh.
Whew. Anyways, whew. Yeah, that is a. I don't hate it, but that is like super grapefruit. What is that nonsense? Mm. Is that Jester King?
It is Jester King. Is it?
Oh man, heavy hoppy cedar aged ale.
Look at the date on the back, though. Yeah,
that's the one I'm excited about. 1954.
Close.
When did they open up? Did this come from Jay, I hope?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, I can't. What? You said on the back. Oh.
Yeah, right there.
I think I'm blind. Batch 7. Holy shit, 2016?
Yeah. So it may be interesting.
That's 3 years old. Whew. Oh, we've had this before do they have the same lids on
them? A lot of them have the same lids. Okay.
I was like, I know that little scary man was in the bucket of lids. The bucket of lids. I'm trying to. I can't do that right now. Just trying to buy this toy online, folks, and can't do it while you're doing a podcast. That's bullshit.
Which toy are you trying to buy?
That Spider-Man. And they got this new Venom coming out. That's freaking awesome, too. Stupid pups. Go away. Yeah. So the Navy confirmed that there was a UFO. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, the. Who was it? Was it Travis Barker?
No, it's Tom DeLong.
Tom DeLong. Tom
posted those videos.
Tom Angels Longdick. And Airwaves Nut.
Tom Longdick. Tom DeLong.
My touch the wall.
Tom DeLongdick.
There you go. Bring it back.
When that shit.
I'm going to name my kid Richard DeLong. Dick DeLong. What's
Dick
up?
Dick DeLong.
Anyways.
Dick DeLong Tyree.
Yeah, that. Angels and Airwaves show sold out. I'm not sure where it's at. It's in DFW, but it sold out fast, which is so weird because they were not that good. Sorry, folks.
I liked a couple of their songs. They're just really chill.
Yeah. Is Volbeat going to be there too?
No, they're actually they're actually touring with Slipknot right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Yeah, if you like shit shows, which I do. Love shit shows. That's why I listen to this podcast. Love a good shit show. Love a good shit show. Hey guys, guess what? We're bringing in our guest, Volbeat. What's up?
Volbeat.
Just plays the fucking harmonica and won't talk to us.
I love you guys.
Third harmonica solo. You guys ready for this? Here comes a Volbeat.
Volbeat solo.
God, I fucking hated that band. I still do. Should do a podcast where I have to listen to Volbeat for 2 hours straight. Just that song, The Warrior, over and over and over.
Yep. Ooh. Angels and Devils or whatever it was.
Every UFC fighter was fighting over who could walk out to that song. That's my song. There were fights instead of the belt. You got to win the right to walk out to that shitty Volbeat song.
Volbeat and UFC. That's a match made in heaven right there.
All the people love that
song. What does that name even mean? Do they like beating up mice?
Volbeat.
I don't know, they're like Swedish or something. I don't know.
What does vol mean?
Vole is a marsupial. Is that what marsupial? It's a rodent.
Rodent beet. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Deductive reasoning. No, what is it called when you put words together? There's a science for that. It's not deductive reasoning. It's
wrapping.
I can't remember. Like, you could merge two words and it was actually called something, but whatever. Whatever. You got it. No, wrapping's where you just make up words to rhyme. My dick touched a water. I fuck your daughter. That is rap.
Give me all your quotas.
There you go. Yep, I hit my quota last week. I sold me some solar panels. He's looking up Volbeat.
Definitions for Volbeat.
Oh, yeah, that's just the band.
I hate when I do
terrible.
That.
Terrible.
Anyways.
That's terrible.
I think it's funny, though, no one's real interested in this UFO. I mean, the Navy said, hey, that's real UFO. We don't know the fuck that was.
What do they call it? Flying anomalies or something?
Flying anomaly. So, I mean, it's either aliens or someone's getting over on everybody, which that's the way it is now.
It was a solar flare, Jason.
Weather balloon.
It was an unfortunate training exercise with solar flares.
Did I talk about that? I think I did talk about that Newman in Black, didn't I? It was terrible. I watched it.
Oh, did you want to see it?
No, it was...
Professed your love for Chris Hemsworth, and that was it.
I do love Chris Hemsworth.
I heard that movie tanked.
It's bad.
Is it really that bad?
It's dumb, dude. Like, Men in Black probably needs to be a TV show, because you could do better, like, a new alien every week, you know? A new thing to go do every week, instead of repeating yourself over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
They even had the button in the car, but instead of going real fast, the car flew. It's like, move on.
Right.
Come up with a new gig.
Well, if it's a remake, we have to do a bunch of rehashes.
No, this is not a remake. No, this was... They were in a room, the Hall of Fame, and it had pictures of J&K when they fought the cockroach and everything. He's like, those were the best agents. It's like, where are they now? We're not telling you, because we're in London.
Right.
It's not here. They're over there doing their thing. Would have been cool if Will Smith would have done a cameo or something, but...
Right.
I guess I just spoiled some of it. Sorry, folks. Spoiler! There's a picture of Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith in this movie.
And they had to pay out the ass to put it in there.
God, what movie was it where Will Smith was... Oh, Independence Day sequel where it was just a portrait of Will Smith.
Yeah. He died in an unfortunate training.
Training. This dude flew a UFO, killed a bunch of aliens.
Oh, so are you going to watch Gemini Man now?
What is that?
That's Will Smith, Finding Will Smith.
Oh, no, I'm not watching that. One of them's the age, too. I saw that.
Yeah, it's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air versus...
Old-ass Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I Am Legend. Will Smith.
God damn. I don't really like Will Smith that much. That's why I said that Bad Boys trailer was fucking garbage. Fat, out of shape, Martin Lawrence.
Jesus Christ.
Like, why didn't... They should have gave him the Star Wars treatment. Like, you can read the interviews. Leia and Luke both said somebody showed up banging on their door. Time to get to work. You want to be in this movie? Yeah. Time to do some sit-ups.
Right. A lot.
It's like, what?
Oh, you have ice cream? We're throwing that shit out.
I mean, if Marvel can turn Paul Rudd, Chris Pratt, and all those other dudes into stone-cold dudes in like 6 months, sign me up for that. What? Yeah, Chris Pratt's fat again, by the way, because he just got married to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter.
Yeah, that's weird.
She's not even attractive. Sorry.
Like some of those...
she's not cute.
And like those diets I had to go through? Insane. That's impossible, by the way, to keep up.
Yeah.
No. So you want to look like that?
Good luck. Unless you're The Rock. He keeps up with it.
Oh, that's steroids,
eats
man.
Nine times a day.
That's steroids.
You think so?
That's steroids.
I do, too. He's got a big-ass forehead.
You don't get that fucking big by eating healthy. That's not how this works.
He eats six times a day, or no, it's more than that. It's like 12 times a day.
Right. Small meals. I just eat chicken.
And fish.
He also injects steroids.
Well, have you smelled what he's cooking?
I have, and it's chicken marinated in steroids.
Marinated in steroids.
Can you do that? I kind of want to do that. So I told Caitlin, I was like, since I've been eating all this chicken, I'm feeling like The Rock now. Get ripped.
I feel like I'm ready to do a Fast and the Furious cameo.
All this protein's going straight to my muscles. That's how it works, right?
Feeling like a baller's now?
Actually, it just goes straight to your heart and then gives you...
I've been eating meat for 6 months. You have heart disease.
I don't understand. You were perfectly healthy the last time you came in here. What have you changed? I started eating chicken?
Yeah. You are dying. It's been 6 months. This J dude over here has been eating meat his whole life. It's fine.
You now have severe sleep apnea. Yeah.
You're going to die. I saw one of the worst things. You get an implant and it puts a little wire that goes up to your throat. And then whenever your sleep apnea kicks in, that thing opens your throat. Fuck that.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's like, are you tired of having a, you know, CPAP machine on your face? Get this implant. I'm like, no, I'm good.
No. What? No. No. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Ooh, I don't want any implants.
It's
in
a pacemaker
body.
For your throat?
Fuck yeah.
That's weird.
The only thing I ever want implanted is like a something to open my doors or something, like a little microchip in my finger. I'm all right with that.
What about fake boobs?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
That's overrated.
I've never liked them. I'm going to go out on record and say that. And I have felt a lot of them. And yeah. I've never liked them.
Yep.
You can feel them.
You can
most
tell.
Most of the time. Some are a little better than others, but...
feel like bags of sand.
Sand.
Be so horny. Me so stupid.
That's a movie that'd be fun to revisit. Good old 40-year-old virgin.
Holds up.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Probably not.
Paul Rudd's in it. That's all that matters.
That's true. Although he's very whiny in that.
I don't even remember. Is he one of the guys that works at the place?
Yeah, and he's the one that just broke up with his longtime girlfriend and always wants her back.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Chris, you better not be looking up who Paul Rudd is.
No, I'm trying to look up that CPAP surgery, but...
okay.
Is the internet broken?
I think it is.
You might need to close some of those windows.
Broken!
CPAP surgery. No, it's an implant thing. CPAP implant. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long time, though. Sleep apnea implant. You have to look up more of it. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Anyways, what's this last one you're drinking here? I'll let you do this.
Ooh, this is the Hazy Jane, the New England IPA. It's 7.2.
It is hazy. Look at that. That is beautifully hazy.
It's not bad.
Is it tropical?
It's supposed to be.
It is. That's actually, yeah.
I don't know.
It's a little aggressive there.
Like I've always said, I have a bad palate. Like most of the stuff that they say that's in this beer, like I don't usually taste it.
It doesn't mean you have a bad palate. That means they could be wrong. Or it could be canned in June and some of it fell out.
Right. I can get the pineapple, maybe the mango. I don't get lime at all.
Lime?
That's what it says. Maybe at the very end.
A little bit.
Stone fruit? Not really.
You know what's really weird is we just drank three very clean beers, and then you drink that, and I'm like, man, so confused about my life right now.
Right.
I am confused.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Good job.
All of these have been fine.
Yeah.
I'd drink them all again, even the stupid Session IPA.
even the White Claw.
Yeah.
It's good because I have three more of each one of those.
So if you're unable to find White Claw because there is a shortage, you can get this beer.
John Tapper from Bar Rescue is releasing his own versions of White Claw.
Ooh, perfect.
Well, we're having a tasting of that shit. You bet your ass.
Mm.
We're going to make a John Tapper soundboard.
Does it yell at you as soon as you open it?
Yep. If it doesn't, I don't want it.
32
degrees. I hope you pop it, and that's what it says. The exact
loser. What?
The exact temperature that the beer is supposed to be. 32 degrees. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Nope. Internet's down, huh?
Yep.
Is it the internet? No, it says the site can't be reached.
Uh-oh.
What site were you going to?
Google.
Fuck you,
Chris,
Google.
You can't keep going to Pornhub during these shows.
Anyways.
Hey, they're helping clean up beaches while having sex on them, so.
That's Bang Brothers.
True.
You said that so nice. That's Bang Brothers.
Hey, Bang Brothers is about to be the stadium in Miami.
Yeah, they are.
Wait, they are?
Yep.
They put in a bid to be the stadium name for Miami.
The Bang Bros Stadium.
Welcome to Miami. Yeah. And here we are on a beautiful day at Bang Brothers Stadium, or Bang Brothers Field, or
it's a the.
There's no
what the fuck Miami. It's an arena. Arena. There we go. Sorry, yeah. I was like, it's in there somewhere. Bang Brothers Arena. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. I'd go just so I get the ticket.
Yep.
On the ticket, as long as it has the name on there.
Have the official Bang Bros sticker on it.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that. Anyways. I would be all right with that. NBC is going to launch their streaming service.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I sent this to the group today.
Are they just going to re-release Scrubs?
That's going to be on there, of course, but their main draw is going to be The Office. And supposedly, I also digging in more, there's a sequel / reboot series of The Office coming. So,
with who in it?
I don't know.
That would be my question.
It won't be Steve Carell, so.
Right.
He's doing that space thing on Netflix. But it doesn't matter. The big selling point right now that they're actually advertising is this Saved by the Bell sequel series.
That looked terrible.
That's the worst fucking premise I've ever heard in my life. So Zach becomes governor
of the state. Of California?
Yeah. And then he takes all
the... Well, I mean, Schwarzenegger was the governor, so I guess that's not... that out
too
there
far-fetched.
So he takes all the money from the good schools and like he fucks the school system up real bad, and then it's about Jesse and Slater trying to fix things at Bayside.
So he's basically a bad guy now.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Interesting.
Mark Paul Gleason, whatever. They asked, and then I saw TMZ asking him about it, and he's like, I haven't heard shit about that.
What?
But, oh my God, dude. Who wants to watch Slater and Kelly, which Slater is Mario Lopez, and Jesse. It was Slater and Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse is known as the stripper from
Showgirls.
It was Showgirls. Because I was about to say Showgirls. I was like, that's not right. From Showgirls.
Yeah, like, if you want to, like, do something else, cool. But there's a jumping off the deep edge.
Yeah, that's... God, that's fucking stupid. What do you think, Chris? Did you watch any of Saved by the Bell? You're a little younger than us.
I watched a couple episodes of it, but not a whole lot. I just mainly just watched it for basically Kelly. But
Kelly was cute.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird is when you go back and you're watching it and you realize that she was like 17 or 18. And then you're like, no, she's not so cute now because I'm 30.
Right.
36 years old.
Now, my staples were the Step by Step. And Family Matters.
Yeah, are you
Suzanne Summers?
Yep.
Yeah.
When you go back, so where we are right now, and you go back and you like watch Boy Meets World and Topanga gets hot, you're like, oh, she's hot. And then you realize she was 16.
Yeah.
But you were 16 when you thought she was hot.
Right.
Is she still hot now? Are you allowed to do that, or is that weird?
I think that's okay.
It's so funny, though. You're just like, this is uncomfortable. I've put myself in a precarious situation. I'm uncomfortable.
You don't give yourself a nostalgia boner?
Yep. Nope. That's weird. God, that's so weird.
Oh, it's a big wheel. Oh, God. Here it comes.
I was watching parts of Three Ninjas, and I was like, I used to think this was funny.
That's not... It doesn't hold up at all.
It's a terrible-ass movie.
These kids get over on adults. Ah, this is awesome.
Well, and the way they say "aya" after every move they make.
That's karate.
It's so terrible. Like he punches "aya" every, like all three of them when they all do moves, it's "aya, aya, aya." It's like, holy shit, shut the fuck up. They went back and you can tell their lips weren't moving. They went back and dubbed over it.
Nice.
They were like, hey, kids, there's not enough ayahs in here. Come here.
We're gonna, as they do in classic kung fu movies.
We're going to need you to ayah, ayah, ayah.
Ayah this shit.
It's not... This isn't good enough. Oh, my God. Yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. And then the grandpa, the stunt doubles they use for that grandpa is... Because I only watched the opening. Oh, it is so fucking terrible. It's like, well, of course this dude's not doing ninja backflips, but you can see the stunt double. It's so bad. It's like, ugh. And the bad part was I still quoted almost the entire beginning. It's like, oh, this is a problem. It was one of those VHS tapes that we had, though, that I just rewatched over
with
those
stupid masks they wore.
Yep. Your energy begins and ends with your tummy. You shall be known as Tum 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 Tum. And he's chewing on a Twizzler, diabetic kid.
Yep. He is dead now.
Yeah. He has diabetes. I don't know why, but speaking of little kids, I was going through this Friends thing that said, where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that played Ben, that was also the kid on Big Daddy,
mm-hmm.
that kid grew up to be Jughead on Archer. And we've watched that show.
Really?
Had no fucking clue. I was like, damn.
Weren't that the twins? Weren't they twins?
I think maybe, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, we'll have to go. Now you got me.
That was Full House.
Because they were on some Disney show, Disney kid show, too. Dylan something.
Yeah. I think that's the name. Now I'm trying to think of what the Riverdale. It's like, what's the name of that stupid show? I liked that show for about two episodes, and I was like, oh, it's a high school tit drama. I'm out.
High school tit drama.
They're all a bunch of titty babies. Oh, God. They are. It's so terrible. It was really, like I said, it was, maybe I'm wrong, Cole Spruce. Let's see.
I never even watched or read any of the Archer stuff, Archie comics.
No? Why not? Archie and Jughead.
It was way before my time.
Well, it's still going on now, though. I mean, you know. No, you're right. It's way before all of our times for the most part.
I'm pretty sure the show does not follow anything of what the comics were.
Nope. Yep. I didn't look to see if he was a twin, but yeah, his name's Cole Sprouse. It wasn't Dylan. There he is. Friends, Big Daddy. That's weird. He played Ben Geller in seven episodes, 2000-2002. Oh, he was in That's So Raven, too. This little kid got around, and now
yeah, That's So Raven. That's what it was.
Now he's in Riverdale. 62 episodes so far. Good for you.
And now he's made it.
That a kid?
That a boy. Yeah, that's my boy or whatever. Anyways, where'd you get this? Tell us, how did you get this double two-hearted L?
You haven't even tried it yet.
Well, I can't right now. Not going to lie.
The same old kegs and barrels and... Plano, Texas.
That place has been like a gold mine for you.
I mean, it's right next to a hospital, so that's just easy on, easy off, and just swing by there. And
no one wants to go there.
Well, they're probably a little overpriced, but whatever.
And for the record, he was right. It's the Dylan and Cole Spruce. They are twins.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So
that was Tom Cruise's character in Days of Thunder, right?
That was Cole Trickle. Watch yourself. He didn't nudge you. He didn't rub you. He didn't bump you.
Where is that sequel, he by the way?
God rubbing is racing.
Days of Thunder and Talladega Nights doesn't count.
Yeah, Talladega Nights. Why Tom Cruise didn't make an appearance in that? Like, he made an appearance in that stupid Ben Stiller movie, The Tropical Thunder.
That was pretty funny.
He should have been in... That would have been hilarious for them to just randomly be like, and Cole Trickle's catching up. Oh, he's out of the race, and that'd be it.
Yep.
That would have been awesome. And he could have got on the radio, Harry, I'm scared. The way he does in that movie. He's like, oh, God.
Back when Nicole Kidman was hot.
Yep, and you could have had Robert Duvall back over there on the sidelines.
He'd have to be in a cowboy hat.
God, my mom had the soundtrack to that movie, and we listened to that song a million times. Days of thunder, see me shine. All my dreams will turn out fine. Ugh.
Was it about Jefferson Airplane?
If only we had access to the internet right now, we could listen to it.
I know. We could play it for everyone. They would love the Days of Thunder soundtrack.
Probably fried the whatever it's called.
The mainframe?
No, I think we fried the... Well, now... Okay, so I've got the... Oh, shit. Knocking on Heaven's Door was on there by Guns N' Roses.
Ooh. Was
it? Joan Jett. Yep.
I remember that.
I'm trying to find the... Oh, there it is. Last Note of Freedom. This is...
Who sang it, though?
David Coverdale.
Oh, that's the famous David Coverdale.
Yep. You're boring me already.
Hey, Chris, look up David Coverdale.
Yeah.
Too much piano. I hate it already.
Is there any piano?
I don't know what that is. Synthesizer?
That is very 80s sounding.
Meow, meow. It's beautiful.
There you go. Here I am.
This was the ending song, wasn't it? Like the closing credits song?
This was the, yeah, and then plus the when Nicole Kidman and him have sex.
Yeah.
So turn it down. Yep. I don't wanna be a cheater. I can't go on. World where love's defeated. Ah! Ah!
Jesus Christ.
Turn it off. Go home. Show is over, folks. Yeah, anyways, you got this double two-hearted L, which everybody's after right now.
It's pretty good. I'm a big fan. Drank three of them last night. Woke up with a headache. Didn't know why. And then I looked at the back of the bottle. It said 11%.
Damn.
Look at that. Got the package date. And then it says shelf life 3 months. Whew.
It good.
Yeah.
So it's like a double what?
Double hearted ale.
Does it go good with fish or something?
Duh.
We've had the two hearted ale on the show multiple times. And that's what it's compared. I mean, that's obviously the double hop version of that. Whatever. Sorry, now all I want to do is listen to that song and go cry alone in the dark. Very sad about everything.
You can cry when you drink the cedar beer.
I don't know if I'm going to drink that.
Oh, we're going to drink this beer.
No, I just want to go race Cold Trickle. Leave me alone. All my dreams will turn out fine.
No, Jason, you have to drink on this, on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You need to drink more if we're going to play that game. But yeah. So you guys aren't into the Saved by the Bell sequel? You guys aren't into that? No? But yeah, I think they haven't announced their pricing point, but it'll be early next year. The big one is the HBO Go is going to HBO Go, and now it's probably going away, and they're joining with Warner Brothers because Warner Brothers owns HBO,
Okay.
Which AT&T owns Warner Brothers.
Right.
Fuck, man. I don't know why I'm so okay with Disney. Well, Disney mainly buys movie properties. AT&T owns all these fucking cable companies, DirecTV, a satellite company, and now they're going to start a streaming service using NBC and Warner Brothers stuff and HBO. That's why people are like, well, you don't like Disney. Disney stays pretty much in the movie business. And when they bought Fox, they weren't allowed to buy the sports stuff. So Fox Sports Southwest and all that, they weren't allowed to buy it.
That's weird.
They had to go somewhere else. Because it was they already owned ESPN. They were like, you can't have Fox Sports and ESPN. So Disney only buys the movie stuff. And then they control 45% of the box office. So maybe that's not fair. I don't know. But I do not... Oh, fuck, man. Just thinking about it. But anyways, they're starting a new HBO Go Max. And it's going to have all Warner Brothers stuff, like Friends, all that stuff, plus your HBO stuff.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
They going to have Animaniacs on there?
I would assume so. It's all Warner Brothers stuff.
That's on Netflix right now.
I tried to go through the list.
It is?
Or Hulu or something.
Hulu, which is going away from there. And then people were getting irritated that Disney's taking Hulu stuff off to put on Disney Plus, but it's all family friendly on Disney Plus, and then Hulu's going to be their adult stuff because they own both. Disney owns both. A lot of people don't know that either. Disney now owns Hulu.
Both.
I don't know, man. Like, it's going to get dark because once NBC launches, I mean, everybody else has to. CBS. Well, CBS already has the right. The
yeah, they have a Big Bang Theory, and then I don't know
what Star Trek show.
Nope. Someone today bought Big Bang Theory for like $500 million.
What the
fuck? Yeah, I was like,
why?
And then what the fuck? Netflix spent like $90 million on Seinfeld.
Yeah, to get all the old people.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, well, we're losing friends in the office, so we figured we'd buy Seinfeld 3 years after it's been on Hulu. It's like, they're so bad with their frivolous spending. That's why Netflix is going to go out of business. There's rumors that their investors are already starting to like worry about them, mm-hmm. that things are not looking good for Netflix.
Right.
Because all these other ones are opening and people are going to be very picky and choosy now. They're going to close their cable and then be like, I only want two of these.
Netflix has nothing.
And that's why
they have 13 Reasons Why, and that's very depressing.
Well, they took the depressing scene out.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
They took the suicide out.
Yeah, now you can't even see it. You just have to imagine it, which I've always laughed about bleeping, because I've said this from day one. A CD with a bleep in it is a million times worse than one without. And you're asked, like, why? Why? Kids didn't hear the fuck word. No, but they imagined all the curse words in that spot until they figured out which one it was.
Right.
They were like, was that ass, bitch, fuck, shit, damn? Which one was that?
Cunnilingus.
Yeah. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, fart, dirt, and twat.
You sit there and try to figure it out. You're like, oh, that's what it was. It was fuck. Okay.
I should have known.
Started over with the fuck word.
Humping.
I've never thought that was a good idea. And I don't think it's a good idea. I never thought it was. You think it's a good idea? Censoring curse words? And then letting, like, this is now safe for you, child. The curse words are bleeped.
Right. Don't worry to the message up to that point. Don't read the lyrics.
Yeah, you can listen to, that's true. I never thought about that either. You can listen to Puff Daddy. But don't worry, there's no fuck words, but he's still like, get the money, shoot the girls. It's okay. No fuck words.
No fuck words, doing drugs all the time.
Cocaine's not a bad word.
Humping.
Humping's worse than fucking, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's so weird. Yeah. That was such a weird choice.
Boy, I like Caitlin listening to that song the other day, and she just looked at loved me like it. I was insane. That's probably the only Korn song that I still really like. All day, I dream about sex, yes, all day, I dream. And I don't know if Jerry Jonestown Massacre is still listening to this, but the other day, Matt Stubbs, the co-host of that show, posted a feeling cute, might go Korn later. It's like, God.
Dead Bodies Everywhere is still a good song to me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a taste of music. You probably like the New A Day to Remember, don't you?
No, I don't, actually.
My friends are degenerates.
They actually play that on 97.1 now.
No!
Yeah, I heard it.
No
yesterday.
Fucking way. Sold out. No, they didn't. Why do bands sell out, Rhodey?
I don't know, but look, I bet you can guess where Jason is right there.
But you gave me the reasons from Adam. Adam told us why.
Gorilla?
Bands sell out. No, Adam ruins everything.
Oh, that's true. Because they have to.
Said because Spotify pays them 1 cent for every .001 cent for every play they get. Then you might think they make money touring, but by the time they pay for their expensive robot on stage, don't have one of those.
Right.
Don't have a manager. Don't have all that business. Call, book the show yourself. I know that's a lot of work. And then you go on tour. Oh, like Korn, and they're still touring in their big ass bus they don't need. It's like, hey, we got two sinks and a. We got 17 PlayStations on this bus. We're only making $1,000 per show.
They're PlayStation 2s, but whatever.
Yeah, that's that whole skit. I'm like, well, I guess whatever. If music's dying, it's dying. And what killed it was the home PC.
Yeah,
people making this shit at home. Oh my God. Oh no, get it away from the electronics.
No, it's fine. Who's a certified beer pourer here?
Well, David is now too.
Oh, well, he's not here anymore, so.
True. I was gonna call him, David, get over here now. I need you to pour this. we don't see enough of that cat. I haven't seen him since my birthday. That sucks. David. Fucking hate you.
I hate you so much.
This beer's apparently damaging. We haven't had anything stronger than I drink that, and I feel good now.
All I want to do is, it's time to go night-night.
Yeah. HBO Max is what it's going to be called. I'm just not.
Chris, what do you think of this last beer?
Not a fan of it. It's a little too...
cedary?
A little too, yeah, punchy for me.
Punchy?
Yeah.
Punchy.
Interesting word.
Amazon's already trying to move in on GameStop's business.
Ooh.
It's an ad that says one day delivery on GameStop.
Nice.
That went into the GameStop at the mall, and it's been rearranged.
Has it?
It looks a little bare. I was like, you guys are going under.
Won't be long now. Get all those GameStop exclusives.
I remember you talking about it last week, Jason, about, does that mean Think Geek is going out too?
I haven't seen anything that mentions Think Geek, so I hope not, but I guess you never know.
True.
It just said GameStop is closing 180 to 200 stores. So,
let's be honest, though. There's like a GameStop within
every five miles
of each other.
Yeah. It's a bad business model. And I mean, before downloads, everybody fell for it. I mean, I've watched Tommy, a good friend of ours, buy brand new, like 400 brand new games, trade them in next week, and get a third of what he paid for them. And then he's so much money just poured into GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably made over $1 million on that cat.
Yeah.
Ugh. And they literally, like, you give them a $60 game that you just paid $65 for, $60 tax, $65, and they give you $15 back.
Store credit.
And then they sell it for $50.
Right.
It's a $35 profit in there. And they don't have to buy the product from the, and then the, you know, the people that made the game don't get shit.
Right.
It's nuts, dude. So it's amazing. It's amazing that they made it that long, and it's amazing that people fell for that. I don't think, like, I traded them some stuff, like, I wouldn't trade in, like, a brand new game. I never did that, unless it was, like, just terrible, and I've screwed myself up. The only one I can say.
Oh, you mean it was a Taco Charlton game?
Yeah, the only one I can say I did that with was Driver 3. Oh, it was terrible. Terrible game. I had it for 20 minutes and was like, I'm going right back up there. But just the terrible business model, man. It's just like trading CDs in, like all that business. They don't give you what it's worth. And they don't even have to necessarily give you what it's worth. Like if they gave you 2 cents, but they said, hey, since you traded this in, you can buy any of the new games for 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Just would balance out. It's like, you know, and that's why they're going out of business, in my opinion. I can't imagine how many hardware systems. I can't wait till they do and the sales come on, though. I'm going to try to hit one up. I want to get a PlayStation 3, like $50. Boom.
Give me that. One on cheap.
Yep. Yeah, give me that used PlayStation 3 so I can play Twisted Metal. There's another game. I can't think of it. There was another PlayStation 3 game I wanted, but whatever.
The Last of Us.
Spider-Man.
I already have Last of Us. I already beat that shit. Chris, where you at?
Never played that game.
It's awesome. You don't have PlayStation.
No, I don't.
Yep, you can't play any of the exclusives.
I have a PlayStation 2.
You can't play Spider-Man. That was me webbing you up, in case you didn't know. Your last name's Webb, and you can't play Spider-Man.
I can't play that one.
No, can't play any. I forbid you. I forbid you from playing any Spider-Man ever released, except for the Super Nintendo ones, and good luck with that. You'll just get pissed off.
Yeah, thanks, Sony.
Yeah, cool. Maximum Carnage.
I am Sony. Maximum Carnage. That game's all right. It just pisses me off. But there's the Children of the Atom, the X-Men game. And there's another Marvel game with Spider-Man on it. With Wolverine. And you can, like, I can't think. X-Men. Something with Apocalypse. Impossible. It's what it should be called. I owned it. Oh my God, I would get so fucking pissed. Controller going across my bedroom. I hate this fucking game. Played it all the time. Like, you could pick Wolverine, Gambit, Spider-Man, Storm.
Oh, isn't that the one, like, where you start in a, like, the woods? Like a forest?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was
that
a side scroller.
Yep.
And you would get destroyed.
Yep.
It's like, you put it on easy, you would get destroyed. Couldn't get anywhere. And it was like arcade. So mad. Couldn't beat it. I beat most of my. I beat every Super Nintendo game I own except for that one, like a few others. Pilot Wings, I could never beat that. Shit pissed me off.
Pilot Wings 64 was awesome,
though. It looked so hard.
It was.
I would always get to the fourth island on Super Nintendo, and I would get stuck not being able to land the stupid plane because you have to go around, hit all the rings, go around, land the plane, crash every time.
Yeah.
And then it would start you over because back then that's what games did.
Yep.
There was no save points.
These kids don't know anything about that. Oh, auto. Where's my auto save? You don't know, son.
Doesn't save every 5 minutes?
You don't know. And it would take you 2 hours to get to that point.
Yeah.
You look at the clock and be like, I'm not starting this over. I'm just going to play something else that's better than this. That's why I hated Resident Evil so much, trying to beat that shit. Oh, there's only 10 bullets in the entire game. You need 14 to win it. Good luck. Fuck.
That was a draw to it for me.
Yeah. No, it was definitely... If you killed the wrong zombie, you would lose the game.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have run past that one.
Strategy.
Yeah. Use your knife or you will not have enough bullets. You get to the last guy and you, like, if you didn't have enough bullets, but you can start over.
Pretty much had to delete your save and start the whole game all over.
Fuck this game, hate it.
I want to go.
Speaking of games, we've got little to no game news. Chris, you got any game news?
Not as of right now.
The Apple Arcade is launching soon, but...
That's going to be dumb.
When's the Google Stativia thing? Stavia, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, the artificial sweetener?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stevia. It's actually ricin.
It's really
perfect.
It's releasing pretty soon. Yay, nay, I think. And then I saw that EA Sports is doing some of the cloud computing now, too. So Ubisoft is doing a monthly pay thing. It's coming, man. These developers, $20 a month, and you can get every new game. It's gonna,
yeah.
That's where we're going with everything.
Go off the grid.
Started with Harry's razors, $9.99 a month. You get unlimited razors. Keep your blade sharp.
Yeah, but they're from German steel.
Oh God. No, that's.
What does it even mean? What does that mean?
They bought a factory, made their own blades. What's the dude's here? Hey, $95 a month, and you don't have to pay your electricity bill. You get some solar panels put on your roof.
You can run 5 light bulbs in your house. No more.
That was some stupid shit. I didn't get mad until I asked him, "What happens when the panels don't work?" Oh, well, you just pay Reliant electric bill, and I was like,
Did they say how many solar panels they needed to put in order for you not to have to pay Reliant?
No. But he said, we will match it to your 1,000 kilowatts an hour. I was like,
how?
The whole backyard's going to be covered in them.
You don't need a backyard. It's like, Connor doesn't need to play anywhere besides the house.
The only way we're going to be able to get your correct wattage, we're going to put these solar panels on your car, too. It's like, wait, what? Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
It's fine. Winter's going to suck.
And then I asked him, I was like, so does homeowner's insurance cover these? He's like, no, we do. And I was like, so when you drill holes in the roof, the homeowner's insurance is just like, we're cool with it. We're good.
Yeah. Not covered.
So when the shingles are bad, you paying for that? No. It's like, I can tell you this, homeowner's insurance is going to see those bolted down fucking bolts. They're not going to be like, well, that caused all of this problems.
Right. Oh, so, it was a hail? No, it was the people that installed all of these things.
We're not covering any of that. And then the dude was like, well, you could always just buy your own solar panels. Like, if I ever want solar, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Right.
Buy my own solar panels, buy my own batteries, do it that way. The only thing I've ever, if you could just get your AC, that's it, on solar. Mm-hmm. Not the whole house. If you could just get that one thing, you'd lower your bill by 65%, especially here in Texas. And that dude was like, it was funny too, because when he looked at our bill, this house is pretty energy efficient.
It should be.
Our highest bill has been $160.
Nice.
For this big ass. Damn. It's cheaper than our apartment. It doesn't make any sense. Well, that apartment was 2 stories up in the air and the sun was cooking us every day. Doesn't matter. I was like, so he did the average. He's like, holy shit. He's like, y'all average about $95 a month. I was like, yeah, it's not that bad. We're good where we're at. So... Then he's like, well, you know, the energy costs go up. I was like, yeah, everything goes up. The cost of bread goes up. The cost of vegetables goes up.
I know all of your pitches. Get out of here.
Gum was 45 cents when I was a kid. Now it's $1.50. I don't fucking care. Got to pay it anyway.
And that's for 5 sticks of gum.
And it, yeah. I saw the funniest meme. It was a picture of a Fruit Stripe gum truck, like the whole trailer, and it said, oh, 45 minutes worth of gum.
Accurate.
So funny. It's like, God, memes are frustrating, because I'll see, I'm like, this really isn't that funny, and it's like, why are people getting off, like, why are you guys getting off on this stuff? But whatever, it's what they do. Sound like an old man. If Michael's still listening, he'd be like, you're an old man. No, man. So, anyways, anybody else got any fun facts or anything to share with the group?
Go see It, too.
Yeah?
That was good.
I'm going to see It, too.
Movies are still a thing?
Well, you can just bring them on Blockbuster.
They are, and actually, if you go to Premiere Theaters, if you have a Premiere Theater near you, on Tuesdays, it's like $5.10 to go see a movie.
Yeah, so is the Movie Tavern. That's why I wanted to go on Tuesday. It was like $4.50 some shit.
Hell yeah.
But nice. Then I buy a tanker of beer, which is like 95 ounces, and then I piss 27 times during the movie. Miss half the movie.
Fucking Movie Tavern. Why can't I pause this? Where's my remote?
I buy a tanker.
It's called a fucking tanker, dude. I think it's huge. Huge. And then they're like, if you bring it back, you get it refilled for half price. And you're like, I'll take one because I swear I'll bring it back. And you never do. And then they sell you another one the next time you come.
Sucker.
$12 for the tanker. Or you can buy this pitcher of beer. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Wayne bought me my last one, but I need to just walk in there. I got my tanker. And they're like, we don't accept those anymore. Be like, fill it full of Carbock IPA. Be so fucking drunk. Call my mom. Take me home. Why didn't you call Kaylin? I don't know where I am. There's a scary clown. He said, hi, Georgie.
You're still in the movie. What are you talking about? It's 9:30.
Oh, shit. It's not over. Mom, come pick me up. I'm so scared. What'd you do? I drank a tanker of Carbock IPA. It's 47% IPA. Shit's good. Because that's probably... I went to Hooters one time and they had Blood and Honey in their tall ass beers. I had two of them. No, sir.
Dunsky's?
No, sir. That's an 8% beer. I was like... came back here to watch the NBA. Not here, but in the apartment, I think. And I fell asleep. And Blake was with me. He was like, damn. Because he had two Miller Lights or whatever.
Right.
You don't know anything about craft beer. It's like, I'm out.
You don't know. You don't know nothing about that craft beer life.
Motherfuckers.
She it's gone. Like,
oh, that's cute. You drink a six-pack of Bud Light. I drink three of these triple-ass IPAs. I'm done. I've had 37 of beers in your language.
It's time to go night-night.
Yeah. It was so funny, though. I was like, you want to watch the NBA All-Star game? Sweet. Put it on. I was so excited. Passed out. Ooh, that was a bad time. Because that one beer in, I was like, oh, I want another one, but I don't. And that's the bad part about taste, too. I'm like, I don't want any of these non-tasty beers. I want something with taste.
Right.
I'll settle for this. Not that one. The weekend. Yeah, I'd settle for this. The punk. I'd settle for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish Carbock was still not owned by, is it Miller or Bud?
Bud. It's Bud, yeah.
I've come so close because they have that here at the shit shop by me, the Martin House shit shop.
Right.
They have it there.
That's like, the actual name of the establishment.
Should be. That they should. They really should change the name of the craft beer section to Martin House and Stuff.
And other drinks.
Martin House and Stuff. Yeah, Jerry Jonestown drank that 4-pack of snow cones last night, and Matt posted a picture of the one of them, and I was like, I put gag. That 4-pack was terrible. The lime was a little sour, though, and they both, him and Dustin, were like, yeah, it was terrible. It's like, fuck Martin House. And I typed that out, but I had to delete it. I was like, I can't put that in print anywhere.
Yeah.
Fine if it's on audio.
Right.
Fuck Martin House, anyways.
So yeah, it's not going to be the title of the show?
No.
I think we're gonna go. And every show after this.
Yeah. I need to go over there. I want to go see what their prices are in their beer to go.
Yeah.
I want to compare them.
Yep. I want to see what they actually have for beer to go.
And Saturday, the Dick Buildings and everybody's playing at Wild Acre.
What?
Yeah, I want to go to the Oktoberfest.
They just released a bunch of videos.
Yeah, I got to see happy ass Michael Drummond. Big ass smile. He's so happy. I love him so much. miss him. But yeah, let's wind this up. I love you guys. Have a good afternoon, good evening, whatever the fuck it is. Love you. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now.
For
but
now.
When we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.